Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, truly get involved, get engaged, get yourself ready. We got a lot going on. There's a lot I want to talk about tonight. We will, I'm actually going to have a special guest on during the second hour. It, as you know, the show originates out of California. And I even hate to say his name. I'm afraid he's going to show up out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But D.A. Gascon for Los Angeles County, he's turned L.A. County into a cesspool. He really has. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything without worrying about somebody jumping you or you know, taking your purse, breaking into your car. And there's no penalty for it. So I've asked Judge Deborah Archuleta. She's running against the DA here in a coming up election. And I got to tell you something. I mean, and not that this is who she is, but we're at a point now where, my God, I would be a better DA than the DA we have now. And I don't even know the laws. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you make things happen, and you know, I always tell you, you got to get informed, you got to this, you got to that, I get it, all that. But there's more to it than that. Once you get informed here and you get engaged, take that and run with it. Make sure other people know, you know, why you believe what you believe. You know, I used to say a lot in the show that, not in, some people got offended, go figure. Not that you have to defend yourself, right? You don't have to defend yourself to me or anybody else when it comes to what's your religious belief, what's your political belief, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we could have a field day with this stuff. But we got to the point now, frankly and honestly, that I want to ask that question again. The more and more I see these videos online where people are being asked, you know, would you vote for Joe Biden or would you vote for Trump? And a lot of these hardcore Dems say, vote for Biden. Well, what'd he do? Why? Yeah, because he seems to have gotten things in order. The economy's doing well. And you listen to them, and they're spewing almost verbatim what you're seeing, what you're hearing on the CNNs of the world, the MSNBCs of the world. And then when they're hit with some, you know, if a reporter actually has the guts to ask a person, really? Well, what about this? Or what about that? And why is our unemployment rate here? Or whatever it is. All of a sudden, you can see that they're curious, but they'll still say they vote for him, right? Just amazing to me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Well, the Dems are at it again. God forbid we do anything, I mean anything at all, to make it better. Right? Right now they're working, they are working on or have worked on a way, right? With the help of a small group of Republicans on Monday, successfully they blocked an effort by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. That it was straight up or down vote. Should not have been that hard. The final vote tally was 209 to 201, with 8 Republicans joining the Democrats. Right, the in support for you know a party's motion to stop that floor vote. Instead, refer the impeachment resolution introduced by Green to the House of Homeland Security Committee. 12 Democrats, 12 Republicans did not vote on the measure. Why not? Everybody knows there's a problem at the border. Everybody knows. Well, I should rephrase it. Anybody who's not ideological and has two brain cells that actually function know what needs to be done. The 8 Republicans who joined Democrats, including Representative Ken Buck out of Colorado, Darrell Issa out of California, and Tom McClintock. Now, it's really funny because McClintock usually is very much all over this stuff. You know, again, just amazing. Green introduced a resolution to impeach Mayorkas. It would have forced, at least forced a vote on impeachment without a hearing or a committee markup. Now, the Department of Homeland Security responded to the vote with a statement accusing Congress of wasting time. Now, don't think that. The Department of Homeland Security, who Congress is tasked with overseeing, is being called by their employee, their subordinate. They're being called out because they're trying to do the right thing. What do you think of that? You know, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, I love this. We see what's happening at the border. You see what's happening on an everyday basis. Is this proof that these 8 Republicans don't want anything to do with this? They don't really want to make a change? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to for no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. God forbid, you know. We truly, I want everybody informed. I want everybody having a clue. MyPillow.com, come on, head over there. You realize that Christmas is what, 45 days away? 6 weeks away? Whatever. Yeah, about 6 weeks away. You really want to wait for the last minute and go, oh, crap, I know she'd love those slippers. I know she'd love that bathrobe. No. Don't wait. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off. 30 to 70% off. They've got some buy one, get one free deals going on there. Check it out. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towel. The towels, I really like the towels. I mean, they get you dry. I hate those towels that keep they just keep pushing the water around. You know what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm saying. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy more than you know. All right. We're talking about the impeachment of Mayorkas and why the... why it had... Now, maybe they figured, I don't know. Maybe they figured they couldn't get it through, these eight Republicans, that it wouldn't happen. Now, last month, Mayorkas confirmed that over 600,000 illegal immigrants evaded law enforcement. You know, you're looking at the southern border for 2023 to the end of October, you had almost 1 million people come over. That we know of. What about what we don't know of? No, really. What's it going to take to fix this? And this guy's got, when you see him speak, right, you see him, he is one of those characters that's looking, and he just doesn't look like he's there. Like he just doesn't care. And he tries to say that he's laser focused on the safety and security of our nation, right? That these attacks on him are baseless. How? You break records. They break records every month for known people coming over the border illegally. Like we've never seen before. It's just amazing. And yet he truly believes in that foggy little brain of his that everything is just wonderful. What have we been hearing a lot about lately with the emperor? It's like the emperor has no clothes story. Well, guess what? Randy Weingarten. Remember her? The American Federation of Teachers president? She posted an article about the rise in homeschooling in America. See, what's behind the increase in homeschooling? Weingarten posted on Twitter. Now, what's really funny about all this is that they're trying to blame it all. She's blaming it all on the special needs kids, the services required for them, and the pandemic. Now, if you really believe it, if you believe that, then there's no talking with you. You might as well change the station. But the reality is, when you look at the numbers, it's her fault. It's what she was pushing. When you start talking to these parents, black community, I talked about this the other day. The black community now, their homeschooling has increased by 16% from last year. My God. Wake up. Colin Wright, an evolutionary biologist, shared an image of a gender ideology instruction, one of the ones used in public schools around the country. He said, when you look at this, and parents look at this, they're done. They ask for this stuff not to be taught. They ask for their kids not to be included in this. And they're told to go pound sand. These are their kids in schools that they're paying tax money for. And Weingarten and her type are screaming that the parents have no right whatsoever to dictate what's being taught in the classroom. Now, I've said it before, and I mean it. I don't want parents dictating the content. In science and whatever and how to lay it out. No, that's not their expertise. But to teach that biology is fluid. And you can be whatever you want to be whenever you want to be it. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. The increase in homeschooling is because of the failing of our public schools. Because of the garbage that they're teaching in public schools. Yes, you heard me. Some of you detractors listening. I said garbage. There is garbage. It always has been. But not to the level it is today. And again, you get someone like Weingart in there. She's pushing it from her viewpoint, from her perspective, right? And she was the president of one of the largest, most powerful teachers union in the country. Amazing. The Manhattan Institute constitutional expert Al Shapiro said that Weingart was also responsible for the increase in support for school choice. Right? I mean, when parents look, one of the things that was beautiful about COVID-19, you know, I know it killed a lot of people, so let's not play that word game. But one of the things that was great about it was that parents started to key in, started listening, started watching, started paying attention to what was being said to their kids, what was coming across the screen. And they realized the garbage that their kids were being fed. And when they tried to ask questions or tried to make changes, what was beautiful was just that the school district told them to go pound sand. You have no business being involved in this. You have no right to ask us questions. We're degreed. We've got experience. We know. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's my child. I don't care what experience you have. That's my child. I'll decide what's right for my child when it comes to, social issues, moral issues. Just amazing to me. You see the same thing in California right now with so many school boards and school districts that are pushing for something called, well, it's being called parental choice. It's really, it's just amazing. It's really to make sure the parents know or have a right to know what's going on with their kids in schools. In every way. I don't care whether it's grades or, health, mental health, physical health. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mentioned on NBC's Meet the Press that there could be a potential deal underway for the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
We weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. We heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing.
He refrained from providing specific details, emphasizing that the less he says, the better the chances are of a successful deal. A Secret Service agent responsible for safeguarding President Biden's granddaughter fired shots at individuals attempting to break into an unmarked agency vehicle. The federal agent fired shots, prompting the suspects to flee the scene. The restoration and reopening of the I-10 in downtown Los Angeles, which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been officially determined. Los Angeles authorities are recommending commuters to consider using public transit or working from home. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't see your host. Day 37 of hostages being held by Hamas, right? That wonderful humanitarian group. And they are hostages. And there are Americans in there. I wonder what we're doing for that. Not much, I'm sure. I don't know. I have absolutely no faith, no trust in the current administration. They can rail on Trump all they want to. Okay, I didn't have $6 a gallon gas when Trump was president. Right, we didn't have wars going on all over the place like we do now. We didn't have inflation at the level, yes, at the level it is. And the garbage stuff that the White House is putting out. Right, inflation isn't high, but you're still spending like about 40% more for groceries, at least here in California than you are in other places. Right? I mean, seriously, this is, it's just crazy. Anyway. 855 Real Joe. Yes, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The this homeschooling thing with Randy Weingarten. It just shows you how truly how dull they are to the American populace. It shows you how dull they are. That they're so sold out to their ideology. That they don't really care what's right for the kids. They care what's going to keep them, well, what they perceive, what's going to keep them in power and allow them to teach the kids anything they want to teach them. Right? And you think about that. Homeschooling is the fastest growing form of education in the U.S. And she still can't figure out why. Really, think about it. And when you sit down, when she sits down and talks to people, or when people try to talk with her, or you watch her post on Twitter or X or whatever heck it's being called these days, she has no clue. And the unions now are starting to get on her case, like, hey, are you going to do something about this? You're going to open your mouth? And what are you going to do? They've got policies to try to push making parents abusers? Really? I was talking about this earlier when I said, you've got a movement in California where they're trying to give parents more more information. Not even more control, but more information. That school districts need to let parents know when their kids are going through something, whether it's a mental health issue, physical health issues, any of that stuff. You know, kids changing their gender, changing their name without their parents knowing about it. So anyway, you know, the Moms for Liberty, that they are attributing to rising parents, feeling that they were given a backseat to stakeholders in public education. But you know, I'd have to take exception with them. You took a backseat to public education. You didn't engage until recently. You didn't engage until you saw the crap hitting the fan. I've talked to a lot of moms who have said, you know, hey, look, I dropped my kid off to school. Schools are clean. Books are good. We never really thought about any of this. I've even had Democrat moms reach out to me. Hey, did you know this was going on? Yeah, I knew what was going on. Didn't you? Your kids bringing home books. You didn't look at the books? Right? Their mistake, though, really, was closing the schools. That was the real mistake. Because all of a sudden, parents realized, hey, you know what, this homeschooling thing? I can do this. If this is the way it goes, and this is the way it needs to be, and this is the way it's going to roll out, I can do this. And what is that garbage they want me to teach you? Oh, no, we're not doing that. Really? So when you left the parents with no other choice in the homeschool, in essence, you know, some people called it, I love it, they couldn't call it homeschooling, right? They called it distance learning. Isn't that funny and exciting? Yeah, they called it distance learning. But when you think about it, you were helping your son learn at home. Come on. You haven't got the brain cells it takes to call it what it is? I just found out. I found that highly amusing. I know I shouldn't, but it did. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I got a lot more crazy stories that I want to get to. I want to go through with you. This is a good one. I line them up ahead of time, and then I get excited or I touch on something else, and I got to go back and hit this differently, right? Now, I was going to save this for tomorrow night, but I can't wait. I'll bring it up with him when he shows up. Now, you've heard Brad Dinkins from PJI talk about some of the court cases that he's handling. Remember they had the postal worker we were talking about for years, for decades, really. He took the job with the post office because they didn't work Sundays. And with his seniority and everything else. Anyway, the bottom line with it was he wasn't working Saturdays and Sundays. And then the Postal Service took on a contract, I think it was with Amazon, where they started to rotate the schedule, and these guys had to work on Sundays. He put in for an exemption because of religious reasons, and the Postal Service fired him. They weren't going to make arrangements for him. Now, there are many, many, many laws that protected him, but nobody seemed to want to hear about it. He finally made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they were like, and this is where, even though I don't totally trust them, this is where you have to say, you have to understand, yeah, they looked, they got it right. Right? I mean, seriously. The government actually threw out the dumbest thing in the world as a test. The government said that basically undue hardship is whenever there's a loss deficiency, you know, that kind of thing. And that giving him Sunday off would have been an undue hardship. Based on what they said, you could give an employee snack breaks, you know, quick ones, but not prayer breaks. Because that might cause a loss of efficiency. Anyway, the Supreme Court decided it was, you know, his religious freedoms. And they've already ruled a dozen times that accommodations must be made for these kind of things. You have not only a devout employee in his religious belief, but he was devout to the company. He loved it. I mean, again, loved his job. Was not a disciplinary problem. Worked all the time. Just not on Sundays. Period. And he should not be penalized for that. At least not my feeble little mind. What do you want from me? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Okay, more out of the legal team flips the script on Jack Smith. Now, I love this. Can you imagine them sitting around? I can't imagine Trump eating pizza. Can you imagine them sitting around talking? And Trump says, hey, let's televise this. Huh? yeah. Talking to his attorneys. Let's force or push for this to be televised so the nations or everybody can see what's going on here. Right? What do you think of that? One of his attorneys said, you know what, that's a great idea. But Jack Smith is fighting it tooth and nail. And you know why, right? You want to guess or you want to really talk about it? I mean, they've been after this guy since he came down the tower, running for president. Matter of fact, they weren't doing it 100% then, but they were after him. Trump wants this travesty of the trial shown on television. Now, Trump's attorneys asked the circuit judge Tanya Chutkan to agree to a request by news organizations seeking an exemption to ban cameras on the federal courtroom. Why? Because in the interest of justice, every person in America and beyond should have the opportunity to study this case firsthand. Watch as this, as if there is a trial. Really not a trial. President Trump, exonerates himself of these baseless and political motivated charges. Now, Jack Smith doesn't want that. Smith argued that making an exception to the ban for the Trump case would impede the ability to ensure a fair trial and the fair administration of justice. Really? How do they come up with this stuff? How many joints do you have to smoke? How many pills do you have to pop before you get there to actually say this with a straight face? We'll talk more about that when we come back. So I'm going to see your host. Don't go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you. Look at head on the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Oh, no, we don't have a poll anymore. You know why? Because you guys are too late to the party all the time. I had a poll up there, and, you know, I'd go, all right, I'm going to take it down Saturday. I wouldn't say anything. And then all of a sudden, bang, it'd be a whole bunch of stuff in it, but like 2 weeks late. So anyway, you have the poll. But it's got a lot of great stories here you can catch up on, take a look at, whatever. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, we'll get back at it. Because, I mean, there's so much to unpack here, right? Trump's legal team pushing now to televise his trial. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great idea. Now, Jack's having a bit of a heart attack, right? Because he don't want anybody to see, you know, he doesn't want anybody to see what he's got going on. He doesn't want anybody to hear him try the case because it's so weak. I mean, it is. It's so weak. But what's really interesting, if you've been following these cases, January 6th cases through
so many other cases. Like you saw what happened, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, where, you know, the occupier, the true occupiers, again, back into the Capitol building, they actually did some damage. Yeah, I wonder how many of them, anybody can tell me how many of them were arrested? I'm curious. Just amazing. Now, the case against Trump in D.C. stems from his alleged role in instigating the Capitol incursion. Because, you know, I think January 6th was backwards day, wasn't it? You know, when he said to patriotically and peacefully go and let your voices be heard peacefully, that meant violently, by the way. And when he said patriotically, or, you know, he really meant unconstitutionally. Yeah, yeah. Because that's what he says, if that's what he means. Right? A conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding? Wow. Isn't that what happened the other day? Any of those people arrested for that? No, probably not. I mean, we go on and on with this stuff. I like the other one I like, too, is he's charged with a conspiracy against rights. Wow. We got people being arrested, thrown in jail for speaking against Hillary Clinton. Right? For speaking against Joe Biden. I mean, my God, this is the Soviet Socialist Union of the United States. Again, just amazing. Now, John Laurel was the author of this motion back in August. And basically, as we said, look at the bottom line with it is Americans should be able to see how this is going down. Right? Americans should be able to see how their court system is working. And if it's so upright, righteous, and real, what's the problem? I'm sorry. I love this stuff. I love it because I think it's so funny. Anyway, the argument went on, while what they perceive as due process really isn't. The American populace. Now, there'll be many Americans that hate Trump so much that they won't care. They'll be happy. If he's let go, they won't be happy. So this is, again, just amazing. At least the motion's been made. The comments have been made. Let's see what happens. I don't think it stands a chance, frankly. Right? But you got to ask. So I don't know if you've seen some of the 10 cities that have popped up that your money's paying for, my money's paying for. You see some of these tent cities that have popped up where the government is putting up the tents, the beds, all kinds of stuff for these illegals coming over the border to stay in. Many of them refuse to stay in and are going into the city. Now, what I don't understand is here you are, you're offering them food, shelter, heat, and they'd rather stay on the street, which is illegal to do. Why not move them? Right? Why not move them? See, look, you have a place to go. You don't go there, you go to jail. It's really that simple. Or you go back home, where you came from. Yeah, because this ain't your home yet. Not till you prove otherwise. Now, following all of that, we're starting to see some of these migrants go back home. Now, some of you are applauding. I mean, one migrant, as they're calling him, 40 years old, told the Chicago Tribune he's had enough. He and his wife and his teenage stepdaughter spent 5 months sleeping either in a police precinct or a crowded city shelter. And you know, now it's brutally cold. They're in the Midwest. He's unable to secure a job permit or even enroll his daughter in a local school. This is why they came here, so he could find work, right? And his kids could get educated. And he said, the American dream doesn't exist anymore. You cannot start the dream off illegally. You can't start the dream off with misinformation that this enough money and jobs, you know, that America's the land. It is the land of opportunity if you do it the right way. It's a land of opportunity when the Democrats aren't crushing jobs, crushing industries. You would honestly say, there's nothing here for us, so we just want to go home. You know, he fled from a South American company. We didn't know we were going to be sleeping in the streets when we got here. We'd rather be sleeping in the streets of our own country. You know, again I say, it's just amazing. You know, they got new clothes. I'm looking at it. They got new clothes on. Right? Got cell phones, new clothes. Sneakers look great. Over 20,000 migrants have made their way to Chicago, right? Since, August? They're being flown in by Greg Abbott out of Texas. And many of them have been sleeping over at O'Hare because, you know, again, there's shelter, heat, and food. It's just amazing. And what I love, though, is the presupposition that they're going to be totally taken care of. Come on down. We'll welcome you in. We'll kick vets out of hotel rooms. Just for you. Now, of all the people that probably have more of a right to be here, this guy was from Venezuela. He says, you know, there's a lack of housing there. There's no job opportunities. He said, no different. Matter of fact, he said, it's no different here than it was there for me. Well, no kidding. It's exactly what the Dems are trying to turn it into. I always joke in California that we live in northern Venezuela. We lose internet, we lose power, we lose... It truly is, and our shelves aren't anywhere near as stocked as they used to be. You know, and some of these people, maybe habitated on purpose. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some of these guys knew what they were doing and thought it through. They're in these cold areas, and they're looking to leave. They're looking to go home because they don't want to be stuck there. What I love about some of these people, you know, if they came here for a better job, they should be wanting to make this their home, right? When they talk about their place they left as their home, it doesn't sound like they're very much, you know, sold out. In a letter to President Biden, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, he criticized the federal government for not providing enough help to Chicago during this migrant crisis. Since this humanitarian crisis is overwhelming, our ability to provide, not just here, you know, these guys are so selfish, it's not just them. It's happening everywhere. Right? Pritzker said he's already spent $330 million taking care of these migrants. We need help. We need money. All right, what about Texas? You guys all told Texas to suck it up. You told Arizona, suck it up. Just amazing. When you thought, I love this, when you thought it wasn't going to affect you, when it wasn't dipping into your pockets, they needed just to deal with it. I just find it all hilarious. And this is what I told you about earlier. Somebody, thank you, by the way. Somebody just sent me the link to it. You know, you talk about what's happening in New York and everywhere else. Government spent, as usual, too much money and like $1 billion putting up shelter for these people. Yeah, you heard me, these people. And many of the people that came here illegally, they actually said to the people that were trying to get them to go there, it was not good enough for them. Right? One fellow said, I work in the Bronx. My kids go to school in the Bronx. For us to live out there is ridiculous. No, they'd rather sleep in the streets. Joe Messina, a lot more coming up. After the break, we're going to talk about replacing Los Angeles DA Gascon. He's got to go. Be back in just a little bit.